Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am, ladies and gentlemen. I am what I am, as Popeye would say, and I don't know about you out there, but there's no way in God's green earth that people like myself and Ernie and you out there are going to kowtow anymore to these thieves and murderers that are in control. We're just not going to be able to do it. I know I'm not going to do it. I'm not. And with every last breath that I have, I will resist the tyranny that is around us, simply because, as one great man said once, resistance to tyranny is service to God. And indeed, that is a truism that cannot be contravened. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Nancy Pelosi, you stink. Harry Reid, you stink. Mr. Boehner, you stink. All of you. All of you. No wonder they kicked out Bill Frist. Bill Frist was a phony. They're all phonies. You don't become majority leader or minority leader unless you've sold out. Right, Mr. Hoyer? You see, that's the name of the game. Ron Paul can't get anywhere in Congress. What makes you think he's going to become president? I'm not trying to discourage people from voting for him. Heaven forbid, no. What I'm saying is this system is so corrupt. It is so controlled now that there is no way with the control of the media moguls that we are going to be able to see the election, true election, an honest election of an honest person. Not in the White House. Congress, yes, you can fight there because that is the body closest to you, the public. And that's all you really need. If you had an honest Congress, you had an honest constituency, a God-fearing, Bible-believing constituency that elected people of character, good character, not Barney Frank character, then you'd see change in the White House. The White House would have its hands tied. I was alluding before. You say, Rick, what are you talking about? Gates is begging the communists to take our secrets? Yeah. Mr. Gates pressed the Kremlin's top leaders to accept a detailed new plan for cooperation on missile defense in Europe that he said would make Russia a full partner in the American effort by sharing information, jointly developing new technology, and even combining the two countries' defense radar systems. The key to this is cooperation, he said. We would like to have the Russians as partners in this process, i.e. the communists. They haven't gone away. Despite what George Sr. said, communism is dead. No, it ain't. He said, we would like to share information with them. We are prepared to co-locate radars with them. A joint missile defense effort offers some real opportunity here for both sides. That's Robert Gates, the new Secretary of Defense, and an old member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Our doors will be opened, he said. Now, doesn't sound right, does it? It stinks. And do you see Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats raising a hornet's nest? Absolutely not. They wouldn't dare. And now we're told the Soviet Russians are building their first post-Soviet nuclear sub. Ladies and gentlemen, the Red Chinese and the Soviet Union were created by the U.S. of A. Communism bears the label Made in USA. And now we're about to reap some of that USA-made communism. We'll be back with more calls in just 3 minutes from now, right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All right. You've heard it from the horse's mouth. We're back now, Rick Adams. Our number is 800-313-9443 on this rather spirited Friday evening program. Let us go right back to our telephone now. And speaking of Joe Church, here he is, Joe from Rogue Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
How are you, Joe?
Doing fine, bud.
Great, great. Your name has come up.
Yes, and I'd like to thank Joe for the compliments.
Yes.
But I'd like to say that the Father's word is the connection that he's making.
That's it. That's it. All glory goes to him, you know.
All glory.
Yes. That's right. Absolutely.
If I can be a shoeshine boy in the millennium, I'd be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. Humility is the key right here.
That's right.
Absolutely. Pride comes before the fall, you know.
That's right.
There'll be a lot of people falling.
Well, you know, it's I believe that this is that generation that lives in the final days before the first world age ended. And many of them are present in this time.
Yes, exciting, exciting times, actually.
Yes, it
is. Fascinating. Yep.
And I'd just like to say that once we've done everything we can, and do everything we can to change things in our life, things that take place around us, after we've done everything we possibly can, the Father says to, after you've done everything you can, then put it in my hands.
Yeah.
And tonight, I'd like to ask everyone to just take a little second and just give it over to the Father.
Uh-huh. Yes.
As far as that bill being passed by the House of Representatives. And give it over to him now. Remember? To be peaceful as you can, but put it into the Father's hands and let him deal with it now. We've done everything we possibly could.
The prophets have spoken.
Now we put it in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Yes.
And we'll just wait for the Father.
His prophets are speaking now, and they're warning the people, and that's all you have to do, is just do what you know is in your heart to do, and that's right, and to tell them what will happen and what will befall them if they don't repent.
Right.
They really have to change course. They have to change course in this country, and that's the only thing that's going to matter. And these other problems, you see, will be solved. All of our problems will be, at the very least, Joe, diminished, if we just did the right thing, that what he has called us to do. That's all we have to do. And that's not really much. When you think about it, it really isn't that much effort.
No, it isn't. It isn't at all. We just have to do our part and not get in his way in the end times. In other words, by knowing his truth, his word, we're able to stay out of his path, out of his way, because he's going to be doing a lot of things in these end times. Remember, those he loves, he chastises and corrects. You see, people say, love. We serve a loving God. Yes, we definitely do serve a loving God. And when he loves his children, he corrects them.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, that's true love.
Yes.
And sometimes that correction has to be very, very stern. You know, if a child goes and plays in the street, the 18-wheeler's going by.
Mm-hmm.
That can do a lot of damage, so you might have to do something really rough to that child to teach that child a lesson. So that child, now that's love.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And even with our enemies, he says, love your enemies. But correct, now if you love your enemies, you correct them. And that means with whatever force you have to use to correct them.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come and try to harm your family, you love them. Yes, you love them. You show them the Christian way of life, and you correct them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the important point here is that we are commanded to love our enemies, but not his enemies. That's the important thing.
Of course.
He says, shouldest thou help the ungodly or love them that hate the Lord? No, absolutely not. But we have our personal enemies, and we have our natural physical enemies in the world, and we are to pray for them, and rather than really hate them, we are to pity them and to pray for them. But when it comes to the enemies of the Lord, it's a different story. I mean, that's a totally different ball game.
Right.
We can't give them the hand of fellowship and say, bless you. In fact, we're told that if we bid them Godspeed, then we become a partaker of their evil deeds.
That's right.
We can't say, God bless you to Satan.
Right.
We can't say that, and yet that's what many preachers are doing today, Joe.
Right.
In fact, they're right in bed with Satan.
Yes, they've adopted the and brought into their repertoire the New Age movement teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Entered right into their religious entourage of one verse Charlie one verse Charlie preaches that take a scripture and make it say what they want it to say.
Mm-hmm.
instead of taking things in context and putting it forward. You know, I met a fellow one time, maybe back about 5 or 10 years ago. He was a college graduate, just graduated college, and he was into the New Age movement, and he was into philosophy. And we had a discussion, a nice discussion, and he was telling me, he says, you've got to forgive everybody. He says, you've got to love them and forgive them. You can't get retaliation or do anything to them.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned to him, I says, what if you're walking down the street with your mother, and this individual comes up and he stabs your mother right in front of you? Are you going to say to that individual, I forgive you?
Uh-huh.
He told me yes. He says, we have to forgive everyone. I said, listen to what you're saying. Someone just comes up to you, stabs your mother, and you're going to say, I forgive you. But this is a philosophy. You see the philosophy that's being brainwashed into these children, this college graduate?
Yeah. Well, it's a pacifism that is phony. It's based on surrender. And that's what they want us to do. Inevitably, Satan wants the world to surrender to him.
Yes. That's why his methods are going to be changed in the end time. He's going to change his MO of approach. It's not going to be the blood and guts. It's going to be the peace and prosperity.
Right.
It's going to be the ultimate deception.
Oh, yeah.
But he's coming in peacefully and prosperously. I see the stock market going up day after day the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I say to myself, this reminds me of the prosperity that's brought about so that people will overlook a lot of their Christian values that are being swallowed up, and their freedoms that are being swallowed
up. That's it. It's a part of the illusion.
It's part of the illusion or the mindset that's going to be taking place when he comes.
You know, Joe, it was the same way in the 1920s, the late 20s, during the big boom,
right,
the post-war boom.
Yes.
And, you know, everything was rosy, building, construction, housing, everything was booming. And then what happened? Everything, the bottom fell through.
Oh, my God, yes.
Everything collapsed.
Yeah.
The market crashed with a thunder.
Sure.
And that was the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you see? Everything is planned. Remember, we were told by FDR, if it happens in politics, it was planned that way.
Sure.
There are no accidents here.
Yeah.
And I say, yes, indeed, it was planned. The plans are laid bare right before our very eyes today. All we need to do is open our eyes if we want to face the truth.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do.
Yeah.
As far as politics is concerned, you know?
You know, Satan uses the four dynasties. Dynasty of political.
Yep.
The dynasty of economics.
Yep.
The dynasty of educational.
Mm-hmm.
And most vicious of all, the fourth dynasty is that religious dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
The four carpenters, or the four destroyers, that every government uses in their structure. Every government in the world.
Yep. Absolutely, Joe.
He's going to be playing them like a fine-tuned Stradivarius.
Be on guard.
Be on guard, folks.
That's right. In a time when you think not, the Son of Man cometh, right?
That's it, Vic.
Yeah, there you go, Brother Joe. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Vic.
Perfectly timed. Thank you. We'll be back with Mike and others. You stay tuned. Join us right now. There's one line or two available. 800-313-9443. Continue to support RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, with your prayers and your pledges as well. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In time, thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and dance and play.
We have got our Nero. He's our Nero. That's right. George Bush. He's not our hero. He's our Nero. How's that? You bet it is. All right. How am I doing? Good. Can you hear me well? Good. All right. The interference on the line is now dissipating thanks to the courageous efforts of one Manuel. No, I don't mean the Manuel in Congress, either Emmanuel, Rob Emmanuel. All right, we're back. 1-800-313-9443. Mike in New York is next. Hello, Mike.
Rick.
Yes.
Rudy Giuliani, the great crime fighter.
Yes.
What a joke this guy is.
You think he's funny?
Let me give you a little vignette, okay? He made a major deal about cleaning up the Fulton Street Market, the fish market downtown Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, I cleared out the mob. I did this. It's a clean deal now. Anyway, I happened to be up in your neck of the woods about a month or two after that. I was in Westport, Rhode Island.
Westport?
Westport, Rhode Island.
You mean Westerly?
I'm sorry, Westerly, Rhode Island.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
And I'm talking to Westport, Massachusetts.
All right, that's better.
Which is by Rhode Island.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm talking to one of the fishermen there, who in fact they're delivered to the Fulton Street Fish Market. And this was just a casual conversation, and I said, you must be real pleased now that the Fulton Street Fish Market was cleaned up by Giuliani. He said, are you kidding me? It's been taken over by the Russian mob, and they mm-hmm. charge twice as much to take a delivery mm-hmm. now.
Isn't that lovely, huh?
But nobody heard about that.
No. Well, you see, that tells you something about who and what Rudy really is.
Absolutely.
You see? And that's why he and John McCain and all of these stooges, you know, I mean, they're just that. They're just handpicked, and the former governor of Massachusetts is no better. He's absolutely no better whatsoever. Mitt Romney is another chip off the block.
And I'll tell you another thing. Prior to 9/11, Rudy, I live a block away from Gracie Mansion,
mm-hmm.
which is the mayoral residence.
Yes.
I used to see Rudy skulking around the streets with this, with the deer in the headlights, Judy Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was a pariah prior to 9/11.
Uh-huh.
You know, he had that messy divorce. He was living. Mm-hmm. He was living with his gay friends. This, that, and the mm-hmm. other. So, you know, how this guy has been propelled to this position is mind-boggling.
And protected by the media.
Absolutely.
You see?
Yeah.
It all fits. You know, I mean, these are handpicked people. I mean, look, you know, and I know that there's no way they're going to allow for anybody that doesn't have skeletons in his closet to come forward and be electable.
Absolutely.
The globalist media certainly are going to do everything they can to keep that type of person out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No question about it. That's why, you know, guys like Ron Paul and Traficant, to an extent, they'll never get to first base with the media. And that's why, you know, until you understand, all of us understand, the real enemy here really are the media, then we're not going to be able to circumvent it. Because the American public must be made to understand that is the enemy.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one more thing, Rick. If you mention his name in front of a firefighter, you'd better start running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they know that this guy was largely responsible for the complete screw-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a very mild term.
There are too many unanswered questions about Giuliani. In 9/11 and Building 7, and much more than that involving the events that took place prior
Without
to 9/11.
Without
he knows far too much. Far
Without
too
a
much.
Doubt. Okay, Rick. I thought you got a kick out of that story, though.
Hey, Mike. I don't know if I have you called the program before.
No, I haven't.
I didn't think so. Good to hear your voice.
Okay,
thank
Rick.
Thank you. Call again.
Bye.
All right. Very good. Nice to have you aboard. We're too close to the break to take another call, but we will do that, and we'll have Leslie next from Virginia when we come back from the break. We have just begun to touch on issues that I want to talk about, and if we had 4 hours tonight, we could talk for 4 hours, undoubtedly, and not even get started. There was one thing I did want to mention. John Clark, of course, is in L.A. now. He's involved in that big dispute with the police and these poor little illegals that have been supposedly beset by the police. And he's going to give you the first-hand account when he comes back next week. But one thing that John did mention is about the boycott coming up on May 15th. No gas. Don't pump gas on May 15th. Now, it may seem trivial and trite, but here goes. You know, they're calling for a gas out conducted nationwide on that particular date, May 15th. Circle it on the calendar, and we'll talk about it again. All right, we'll be back with more talk right here on Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Ouch, ouch. All right, we are back. Keep those horse radios on and the cows as well. 800-313-9443 is the number. Don't forget RBN, Republic Broadcasting, and you can get on the website. Those of you who don't know, republicbroadcasting.org is the easy way, and you can navigate on the website and see for yourself how to donate very clearly, donations column, if you are able to now, if you are, and many of you are probably getting tax refunds, and if you think of RBN and you think it's worth it to you to hear the truth, to hear this voice, then by all means you can be a rower at the oars, so to speak. And also you can call weekdays. You can call the office at 800-724-2719 and also make your contribution be known to us as well. All right, let's go back to the phones. Leslie in Virginia is now on the air. Hello, Leslie.
How are you, Rick?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, Rick, because I can tell you, I was listening to CNN today, and they were telling us about the $232 billion trade deficit that we have with China and how they hold so much of our federal debt. And I was really surprised how they announced how this will affect our individual retirements, our mortgages, and how China is holding the keys to the Iraq war. In other words, they can just say no at any time to fund our bonds, et cetera, et cetera. Can you believe CNN put this out today? And we can thank the Clintons and Newt for pushing the NAFTA trade, which was a total disaster for the average American. And we're paying dearly, and they have no concept that their retirement program is in jeopardy.
And remember when they pushed NAFTA, Clinton and gang, they said that would be protecting American interest because that would keep Mexicans in Mexico, Central Americans in Central America. Wouldn't be coming here. Just the opposite has happened.
In fact, Rick, what they failed to tell the truth was that it hurt Mexicans, the farmers especially, most of all. They left that part of the equation out. And yes, we we're taking the poorest part of Mexicans coming into this country. And we're bearing the blunt of it. It was all by design. And it was interesting how it's supposed to be a treaty and never got the two-thirds of the vote needed to begin with. But that needs to be challenged. But I found it interesting that they had the guts to put that on CNN today and make the announcement to the American people that this, you know, could affect their individual retirements. Now, as you know, a couple months ago, the Secretary of Treasury, Paulson, and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve went to China. And guess what? Both of them came back empty-handed.
Yes.
And in other words, China said, no way, Jose. So, the China's made it very clear that she's not going to continue to fund our debt at this rate. She's made it very clear. And now this sudden interest in being best buddies with Russia. Now, how dumb do they take us for, Rick?
Well, you want me to answer that question?
Well, I can tell you, looking at the debates, it was pretty bad. Because here you had, as we know, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News. And he's the he was doing the fundraising for Hillary for quite some time.
Both sides. They control both sides, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because, you know, it's supposed to be what Fox News is balanced and et cetera, et cetera. Well, I can tell you, when more people find out that Rupert was financing Hillary's campaign, I assume they'll just be in total shock. Who knows? But I can say one thing. Lou Dobbs today, and this will please you, he really was quite outspoken on the hate crime legislation how it passed the House.
That's good.
Yeah. And how this is an attack on our First Amendment and our free speech, but he took the gloves off on that. And I
well, you know, the ADL and some of the Jewish groups now are calling for him to be fired. You know,
absolutely.
From CNN.
And I can tell you, this is the time that people need to call in and support Lou Dobbs. I mean, just call in or get on the website and let them know how they feel about the First Amendment and thank him for his outspoken his outspokenness in protecting our First Amendment. Because I can tell you, this is the time that people need to step up to the plate. And calling Congress is the first way to do it.
Well, I like that phone ringing now. You see, that's exactly what you're trying to
and
impress upon us. Pick up the phone and dial these clowns in Washington.
Absolutely. The Capitol phone number is 877-851-6437.
You see, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, Leslie, as you know.
And when I called, the first thing they asked me, they said, have you called your senator from your state? I said, of course. That's why. But I need to call you, too.
That's right.
But you're polite, and you continue.
Yep. Just be firm and benevolent.
Absolutely. So
for now.
You know, when you're calling it to give you an idea, Senator Snow, and go right down the list, we know where these people are coming from. The point being, they do not like the idea that you're calling in about the hate crime legislation.
No, they're getting so many calls. I mean, the switchboards are really being overloaded, you know.
Absolutely. But we are making a difference, Rick, and we've got to stay on. You know, this is the time that people need to get a backbone.
That's right.
What Joe was saying was absolutely right. The youth that is coming up today, they're not taught individual accountability. The state knows best. That's why you have this apathetic attitude that is so prevalent today. And we need to change this course.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to set some kind of an example. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for the children. And now is the time, not tomorrow, today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is already here. So the people need to call Congress again. It's toll free at 877-851-6437. And Lou Dobbs said, no problems stepping up to the plate today. And the least we can do is call Congress and tell them no to this outrageous hate crime legislation.
Amen to that, Leslie. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Rick. And,
thank you.
I enjoy the show very much.
Amen. Thanks again now for your support, all of you out there who support us with your calls as well. And, you know, tonight's one of the first few nights that we've had a chance to actually engage in this exchange personally since we've had so many guests. And, of course, next week we're already starting to line up people. And also one in particular, Ian, will be back. Ian O'Hara, genealogist, is going to be back. And he's going to be on taping our TV show next Wednesday, too. So that is a very strong very strong program we're setting forth next Wednesday, I believe. And then we have been planning to set up a program with American Freedom Rider. And they, of course, are heavily involved in the petitions and the demonstrations for Ramos and Compion and the other people, Hernandez and so forth, Border Patrol agents being prosecuted by the Bush administration for protecting us. And we're going to be planning those types of programs as well. And in May, of course, Devi Kidd, this month of May later, should be one of our guests, one of the great writers on some of the forums like rumormillnews.com and some of the other great forums that we have quoted from so often. But here's a story tonight about a 19-year-old Louisiana State University student who is being held today on a $1 million bond. What did he do? Well, he's accused of planning an attack against Senator Sillery Rodham Clinton. Sillery. I like that. State District Judge Mike Irwin set bond after Richard Ryan Wargo of Shreveport was booked with terrorizing, communicating false information of planned arson and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Clinton, of course, is the Democratic senator from New York, a presidential candidate. She is scheduled to be in Baton Rouge tomorrow to speak at the National Conference of Black Mayors. Here we go. More special interest pandering. So in any event, the Secret Service said the agency had no comment on the alleged threat, and the Clinton campaign spokesman had something to say. No, nothing to say as well. But now listen to this. Now, the LSU Police Chief Ricky Adams, no, I swear it's not me. Ricky Adams said that that Wargo, who was listed on the website of the university as a physics major, asked another student if he wanted to join him in committing arson, a terrorist act that he described as a, quote, national event. There's something foul about this story. I don't know. Is this another planted story to help Hillary? Is this another planted event? And now we have Obama placed under Secret Service protection. He is the darling. He is the prototype darling of the new voting machine in America. Yes, he's the man you want to watch. He's the Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter of 1975. Remember that. He's the guy. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. The die is cast. The media elite will inform us how to vote, who to vote for, if we should vote, and when we should vote, and vote often. If we are of the right particular group, then we have that privilege, you see. Then we have that privilege. 1-800-313-9443 is my number right now. Dear fellow Christians, please wake up. Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, in his most recent column. I suppose there was a time in American politics when there was a significant difference between conservatives and liberals, between Repubs and Dems, and between Christians and unbelievers. However, the only limited exceptions that may exist, well, that's a thing of the past. He says that time has largely gone by. When it comes to the salient issues that are currently waging war against America's future survival, it's almost impossible to distinguish those differences, he says. Talks about abortion, gay rights, blah, blah, blah. Federal spending sure doesn't apply. George Bush and his fellow conservative Republicans have the dubious distinction of outspending practically every administration and Congress during the entire 20th century. Only the Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson administrations compare to the insatiable spending habits of this current administration. Then there is the illegal invasion, the alien invasion currently taking place in America, he says. What was virtually non-existent 20 years ago and only a minor nuisance before Bush was elected president has now become a full-fledged assault that threatens our country's very survival. And remember, the Republican Party controlled the entire federal government during the 6 years that the bulk of this invasion was taking place. So you see, right there, he's right. Chuck Baldwin is absolutely true to form. He's correct. It was the Republicans who were the Judas goats, one of them named Newt Gingrich. No Newt Gingrich. His track record would be, as Speaker of the House, more dismal than anyone else we can think of on the Democratic side in recent years. And he says, just talk to any of the members of the House freshman class of 1995. Ask Joe Scarborough. Ask Steve Lamette. Ask Barb Barr. Ask if Newt Gingrich is a true conservative. Well, of course not. He was the one who was pushing, as Speaker of the House, GATT, the World Trade Organization, and all of this other most favored nation status for Red China. These are the kosher conservatives, ladies and gentlemen. These are the kosher guys and gals who are sellout artists. This is what the new right is all about. It's nothing but the same old left redefined, disguising itself. Newt, who is a member of the CFR, which is nothing more than a cabal of elitists dedicated to the promotion of global government, has proven himself to be a Judas, such a Judas that he had to resign or face ouster by the very conservatives he professed to lead. Yet he's being lauded today and cheered as a true American statesman, to quote one national Christian leader. That leader also said, Mr. Gingrich is certainly one of the brightest men I know in public life today and is becoming one of our great ambassadors for reawakening the spirit of our founders. Giuliani, what about him? The same Christian leader who lavished praise on Newt recently wrote this about Giuliani. I personally have great respect for him in terms of his leadership in law and order and national defense issues. We just poo-pooed that. He says, I believe he would be a potentially great president. Who is this leader? My goodness. You wouldn't know it, would you? These are the so-called Christian leaders of today, meddling in politics, endorsing candidates and people who are not even fit to be dog catchers, ladies and gentlemen. And yet these are the so-called leaders bought and paid for now by the government, faith-based initiatives and so forth, who are endorsing these candidates, these sellout artists like Newt Gingrich and Giuliani and all of the rest of them. Incredible. It's a three-ring circus. It's a three-ring circus. Now you know why we're here, why we're on the air, to try to undo the damage that's being done every day to people's minds, the pollution, the poison that is infecting their cerebrum. That is why we exist. And it's a very sad day, a very sad day in America when we have to become the real media. We have to become the truth tellers. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I feel. That's the way I feel, Rick Adams. Lost all respect for it. Well, you know, in the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, it's interesting that one rabbi actually takes to task people in the religious circles of Judaism, in the government, the Bush administration. His name is Stephen Stenlight, and his column was entitled "Cease Citing the Bible to Defend Bush's Immigration Bill," meaning the amnesty bill. And he's condemning many of the people in official circles, religious circles, including his own and the government, for trying to misquote Leviticus, and when Leviticus 19 supposedly is one of the core reasons why we should welcome illegals into the country. And I think he does a pretty good job, actually. And he states the case quite well, that we are totally and completely misreading the scriptures here. And he refers to the business of trying to welcome in the strangers in our midst, for instance, when in fact what we are doing today is welcoming in those who have contempt for the very system that they are taking advantage of. And he states it quite well. When he says the Bible does address the inclusion of strangers in civil and legal terms in Exodus 12:49, Leviticus 24, and Numbers, which proclaims that there shall be one law for citizens and strangers alike. But it is important to note that while strangers did have rights, the only way they got them was they earned them once they went through what in those days constituted the process of naturalization, circumcision, and abandoning idolatry. Strangers were required to strictly obey Israelite law and not undermine the legal fabric of that society. That's a good point, coming from a rabbi, no less. You see, strange things can happen today. And meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, a Jewish group is calling for the firing of outspoken CNN anchor Lou Dobbs after he accused advocates for illegal immigrants of using propaganda techniques employed by Nazi Germany. Quote, "Comparison to Nazis, especially in this day and age, are abhorrent," the president and CEO of Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society said. Mr. Gideon Aronoff, he said, Mr. Dobbs has crossed that line between responsible television commentary and hate speech propaganda of his own, you see? Hate speech. Keeping him on the air is essentially sanctioning by CNN, which is why we're asking them to remove Mr. Dobbs from his very public platform. Well, I guess we've got that guy, that talk show host of the morning, Imus in the morning. I guess we got the same scenario, huh? Well, if we can get rid of Imus, we can get rid of Lou Dobbs, we can get rid of Rick Adams, get rid of all of them, and just have one voice out there. By the way, in the case of Imus, you know, Imus was threatening that if he didn't get any real answers on the scandal unfolding in the Veterans Administration, Walter Reed Hospital, and he was going to blow the lid on 9/11. And it was just at that time that this opposition to Imus reached the crescendo, and he was fired. All right, we'll be back, heaven willing, next Monday night, 9 o'clock, on rbnlive.com. We'll all be sharing in the feast of information, with more interesting programming to come. Stay tuned for Waylon and join us each and every day right here on rbnlive.com. Continue to support us with your prayers and contributions. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Have a good weekend and good night.